You're listening to a Semantic podcast powered by PodTech.
Hello, and welcome to this Security Response podcast presentation brought to you by Symantec, the world leader in providing solutions to help individuals, small businesses, and enterprises assure the security, availability, and integrity of their information. Today's podcast is focused on the trends in the latest Symantec Internet Security Threat Report, and specifically on the key findings. The goal of this podcast is to help you better understand some of the threats and trends identified in the report, and to help educate enterprises on how to protect themselves. The Symantec Internet Security Threat Report provides a six-month update at Internet threat activity. It includes analysis of network-based attacks, a review of known vulnerabilities, highlights of malicious code, and an overview of security risks, particularly spyware, adware, and misleading applications. This podcast of the current Internet Security Threat Report will alert enterprise listeners to impending threats and current trends. As well, it'll offer some recommendations for protection against and mitigation of those concerns. This volume of the Internet Security Threat Report covers the six-month period from January 1st to June 30th, 2006. The Symantec Global Intelligence Network, which includes the Symantec DeepSight Threat Management System and Symantec Managed Security Services, consists of more than 40,000 sensors monitoring network activity in over 180 countries, and comprehensively tracks attack activity across the entire Internet. As well, Symantec gathers malicious code data along with spyware and adware reports from over 120 million client, server, and gateway systems that have deployed Symantec's antivirus products. Symantec also maintains one of the world's most comprehensive databases of security vulnerabilities, covering over 18,000 vulnerabilities, affecting more than 30,000 technologies from over 4,000 vendors. In addition to this, Symantec operates BugTrack, one of the most popular forums for the disclosure and discussion of vulnerabilities on the Internet. Finally, the Symantec Probe Network, a system of over 2 million decoy accounts, attracts email messages from 20 different countries around the world, allowing Symantec to gauge global spam and phishing activity. These sources of data give Symantec analysts unparalleled resources with which to identify emerging trends in attacks and malicious code activity. The Symantec Internet Security Threat Report is grounded principally on the expert analysis of real data. Based on Symantec's expertise and experience, the Internet Security Threat Report yields a highly informed commentary on current Internet threat activity. By publishing the analysis of a discussion of the Internet security activity in the threat report, Symantec hopes to provide enterprises with the information they need to effectively secure their systems now and into the future. Previous editions of the Symantec Internet Security Threat Report have discussed a shift in the threat landscape. As vendors and enterprises have adapted to the changing threat environment by implementing best security practices and defense in-depth strategies, attackers have begun to develop new techniques. In contrast to previously observed widespread network-based attacks, attackers today tend to be more focused, with more targeted malicious code and targeted attacks aimed at client-side applications, and web-based services. This was evident in the first 6 months of 2006, as 69% of all newly disclosed vulnerabilities targeted web applications. The high number of these vulnerabilities is due in part to the popularity of web applications and the relative ease with which vulnerabilities in web applications are discovered compared to those in traditional applications. Additionally, web applications generally have a quicker release cycle than traditional desktop and server applications and may not be subject to the same level of security auditing as traditional software. Increasingly, web applications are being targeted in an attempt to compromise Web 2.0 technologies that utilize multiple web services as a means of spreading malicious code, stealing confidential information, or compromising end-user systems. Web browsers have also become a prominent target of security research and attack activity. In the first 6 months of 2006, Symantec documented 47 vulnerabilities that affected Mozilla browsers, including Mozilla Firefox and the Mozilla browser. During the same period, Symantec documented 38 new vulnerabilities in Microsoft Internet Explorer, a 52% increase over the 25 vulnerabilities published in the preceding six-month period. 12 vulnerabilities were disclosed that affect Apple Safari. Web browsers remain a viable attack vector for many client-side vulnerabilities because of the integration of various content handling applications, such as productivity suites and media players. Furthermore, the low-key nature of web browser attacks makes them ideal for targeted zero-day attacks. Web browser attacks allow attackers to bypass traditional perimeter security devices as they are carried out over network ports that are traditionally not filtered. As such, they can't be blocked using traditional perimeter security tools such as firewalls. Successful attacks targeting web browsers typically allow an attacker to compromise a vulnerable computer and gain the privileges of the user currently logged on. Once a successful web browser attack is carried out, the attacker could use the compromised computer as a platform from which to launch further attacks against the network from behind perimeter security defenses. This could allow an attacker to launch attacks against other computers on the network or eavesdrop on internal network traffic. In the first 6 months of 2006, Microsoft Internet Explorer was the most frequently targeted web browser. Attacks targeting it accounted for 47% of all attacking computers targeting web browsers. Web browser attacks allow attackers to bypass traditional perimeter security devices as they're carried out over network ports that are traditionally not filtered. As such, they cannot be blocked using traditional perimeter security tools such as firewalls. Successful attacks targeting web browsers typically allow an attacker to compromise a vulnerable computer and gain the privileges of the user currently logged into the machine. Once a successful web browser attack is carried out, the attacker could use the compromised computer as a platform from which to launch further attacks against the network from behind perimeter security defenses. This could allow an attacker to launch attacks against other computers on the network or eavesdrop on internal network traffic. In the first 6 months of 2006, Microsoft Internet Explorer was the most frequently targeted web browser. Attacks targeting it accounted for 47% of all attacking computers targeting web browsers. The prominence of Microsoft Internet Explorer is not surprising, considering it is the most widely deployed browser by large and small organizations as well as home users. The current threat landscape is also marked by a change in malicious code. Today's malicious code is not only characterized by smaller, more targeted attacks focusing on fraud, data theft, and criminal activity, but it is increasingly focused on individual enterprises. Today's malicious code often propagates at a slower rate in order to avoid detection. Attackers appearing to be making a shift towards targeted attacks using Trojans. Five of the top 10 new malicious code families reported during the first 6 months of 2006 were Trojans. Mass mailing worms tend to use the shotgun approach, sending large quantity of themselves to as many users as possible. However, Trojans are now frequently produced to target specific users and groups. For example, the mdropper.h Trojan exploited a zero-day vulnerability in Microsoft Word in order to install a variant of the Jinwui backdoor program. The Word document containing the mdropper Trojan was spammed to a select user base using a social engineering message that attempted to entice the recipients into opening it. Because of the targeted nature of these attacks, the Trojan will be sent to a smaller group of users, which makes it less conspicuous and less likely to be submitted to antivirus vendors for analysis. Previous editions of the Internet Security Threat Report have remarked that attack activity has shifted from being motivated by fame or notoriety to being motivated by financial gain. As a result, attacks often seek to disclose information that has some value to the attacker, such as personal information that can be used for the purpose of identity theft or fraud. In the enterprise environment, such targeted attacks could be used to gain unauthorized access to privileged proprietary information, thereby threatening the intellectual property of the organization. For the purposes of the Internet Security Threat Report, a targeted attack is one that has attacked at least three sensors in a given industry to the exclusion of all other industries. Targeted attacks tend to be motivated by specific purposes, such as attaining confidential information, as opposed to widespread attacks, such as denial of service attacks, that are not in search of any particular piece of information. Between January 1st and June 30th, 2006, the home user sector received 86% of all targeted attacks. As computers in the home user sector are less likely to have well-established security measures and practices in place than other sectors, they're much more valuable to targeted attackers. Furthermore, as home users represent a fertile resource for identity theft, it is likely that many of the target attacks against them are used for fraud or other financially motivated crime. Symantec's assertion that attackers are increasingly motivated by financial gain is borne out by the fact that financial services was the second most frequently targeted sector in the first half of 2006. Attackers targeting computers in this industry were likely seeking confidential information, such as credit card information or banking information, that could subsequently be used for financial gain. As technological solutions are proving increasingly more effective, attackers are reverting to older, non-technical means of compromise, such as social engineering, in order to launch successful attacks. Attackers are thus shifting attack activity away from network infrastructures and operating system services towards attacks that focus on the end user as the weakest link in the security chain. Phishing is an attack activity that relies on social engineering for success. Phishers are groups of individuals who attempt to trick users into disclosing personal data, such as credit card numbers, online banking details, and other sensitive information. They may then use that information to commit fraudulent acts. Over the first 6 months of 2006, the Symantec Probe Network detected 157,477 unique phishing messages. And that's an increase of 81% over the 86,906 unique phishing messages that were detected in the last half of 2005. Not surprisingly, the financial services sector is the most heavily phished, accounting for 84% of phishing sites tracked by the Symantec Phish Report Network and Symantec Brightmail Anti-Spam during this reporting period. Phishing attacks, again, this sector are most likely to produce the greatest monetary gain for attackers. Once an attacker gains access to a target's account through one of these attacks, they can initiate wire transfers to remove funds, apply for loans, credit lines, or credit cards. Further evidence of the high concentration of phishing activity targeting the financial sector is the fact that 9 of the top 10 brands phished this period were from that sector. Misleading applications are another example of the increasing use of social engineering for financial gain. Misleading applications give false or exaggerated reports of security threats on a user's system in order to persuade users to pay money to purchase software or upgrade to a version of security software that will purportedly remove the threats that were found. If the user agrees to purchase the program, the attacker will have access to the user's credit card information, which then can be used for criminal purposes. During the first 6 months of 2006, 3 of the top 10 new security risks were misleading applications. They accounted for 50% of the volume of reports for the top 10 new security risks in the first half of 2006. 2 of the top 3 reported security risks during this period were misleading applications, including ErrorSafe, which accounted for 30% of submissions of the top 10 new security risks. In the FutureWatch section of the September 2005 volume of the Internet Security Threat Report, Symantec predicted that modular malicious code would become a more prominent security issue. Modular malicious code works by compromising a computer and then downloading subsequent code that may have new, potentially more damaging capabilities. Frequently, modular malicious code is used to download an application that can gather confidential information, which may then be used by attackers for financial gain. Between January 1 and June 30, 2006, modular malicious code accounted for 79% of the volume of top 50 malicious code reported to Symantec. In both the first half of 2006 and the second half of 2005, 36 unique modular malicious code samples were reported. Bots, or remotely controlled zombie hosts, can be used by external attackers to perform denial-of-service attacks against an organization's website, which could result in the disruption of organizational communications, a significant loss of revenue, and/or damage to the organization's reputation. Furthermore, bots with an organization's network can be used to attack other organizations' websites, as well as spread malicious code, both of which can have serious legal and business consequences. Finally, bots can be used by attackers to harvest confidential information from compromised computers. During this reporting period, Symantec observed an average of 57,717 active bot network computers per day, with a total of 4,696,903 distinct active bot network computers over the six-month period. Symantec also identified 6,337 command and control servers during this period. China had the highest number of bot-infected computers during the first half of 2006, accounting for 20% of the worldwide total. Beijing was a city with the most bot-infected computers in the world, accounting for almost 3% of the worldwide total. China was also the second highest country of attack origin in the first half of 2006, accounting for 10% of all attacking IP addresses. Attack activity originating in China increased by 37% over the last 6 months of 2005, well above the 16% average increase. Symantec expects attack activity originating in China to continue to rise as broadband internet continues to be adopted there. One of the concerns enterprises have is how to protect themselves from these types of threats. Enterprises need to evaluate their security policy and determine the types of applications and online behavior their employees use. Symantec also recommends small businesses take the following precautions. Employee defense in depth practices, which emphasize multiple overlapping and mutually supportive defensive systems to guard against single point failures in any specific technology or protection methodology. This should include the deployment of antivirus, firewalls, intrusion detection, and intrusion protection systems on client hosts. Always keep your patch levels up to date, especially on computers that host public services and are accessible through the firewall, such as HTTP, FTP, mail, and DNS services. Enforce a password policy, and make sure to isolate infected computers quickly to prevent further compromising your organization. Perform a forensic analysis, and then restore the computers using trusted media. Train employees not to open up attachments unless they're expecting them. Also, don't execute software that's downloaded from the internet unless it has been scanned for viruses. And finally, ensure emergency response procedures are in place. This includes having a backup and restore solution to ensure that you're able to restore lost or compromised data in the event of a successful attack or catastrophic data loss. That concludes our discussion on the key findings of the Symantec Internet Security Threat Report, Volume 10. Thank you for downloading and listening to this Security Response podcast brought to you by Symantec, the global leader in information integrity, providing software, appliances, and services to help individuals and enterprises secure and manage their most important asset, their information. For more information about this subject, related products, or additional podcasts, make sure to visit www.symantec.com.